Pope Benedict XVI ended the week of prayer for Christian unity by saying the path to unity is a moral imperative. He was speaking during a special Vespers service at the Roman Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. Charles Collins has this report.
Pope Benedict said Christians must resist the temptation of resignation and pessimism when thinking about the path to Christian unity, which he said is a lack of trust in the power of the Holy Spirit. He was speaking at the traditional Vespers service, which ends the week of prayer for Christian unity. The liturgy takes place at the Papal Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, which is closely associated with the ecumenical movement. Attending the ceremony were a German Lutheran delegation, an international group of Oriental Orthodox bishops and theologians, and Orthodox, Anglican, and Protestant leaders from Rome. The theme of the 2011 Week of Prayer, one in the Apostles' Teaching Fellowship of Breaking of Bread and Prayer, was chosen by the churches in Jerusalem.
I cristiani della città santa ci invitano a rinnovare e rafforzare il nostro impegno per il ristabilimento della piena unità, meditando sul modello di vita dei primi discepoli di Cristo riuniti a Gerusalemme.
The Holy Father said the early Christian community in Jerusalem was not closed in on itself, but from its birth it was Catholic, universal, and capable of embracing people of different languages and cultures. The Pope said the ecumenical movement over the last few decades has taken significant steps forward, such that there is encouraging convergence and consent on various points, as well as mutual esteem and respect and concrete collaboration. But he reminded the faithful that we are still far from that unity for which Christ prayed, and which we find reflected in the portrait of the first community of Jerusalem. The Pope said Christian unity cannot be reduced to a recognition and acceptance of differences and an agreement to coexist peacefully, but that it was a moral imperative to seek what Christ himself prayed for, a communion of faith, sacraments, and ministry. I'm Charles Collins.